Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, it is your spiritual kickoff for the week. I'm excited. Let's get going. Let's dive right in. We're going to be looking in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17, okay? Chapter 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. Love it. Love it. So this is kind of our New Year's week that we're going to be talking about some things for the upcoming new year. It is just around the corner. And with the new year, might as well go New Testament, right? So there you go. That's a free dad joke for you to get going, right? So first of all, we need to understand, where is 2 Corinthians? Okay. So go to your New Testament and go page your Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then you'll get to Acts. Then you get to Romans. And then after Romans, you'll have 1 and 2 Corinthians, okay? Beautiful scripture out here, particularly as we're thinking about starting our new year. And it's a great reminder that we are a new creation. Now, some of your versions may say new creatures, right? So that's a different way to think about it. But we are created. We are created here in the image of God, because it automatically made me think of the Imago Dei, reminding us that we are made in His image. And how awesome is that? He made us in His image. So we're not just some thought up thing. We are made in the image of God. So this part right here in 2 Corinthians is a part of Paul's letter that's addressing the love of Christ and how that love should control us. He's emphasizing for those who put their hope and trust in Jesus, we no longer live for ourselves, but who we live for. We live for Him. And that's what we're trying to really need to understand, because essentially we're dying to ourselves and choosing to walk with Him. That's crazy to think of, right? Think about dying to yourself. And what does that mean? I'm just going to submit everything to Christ. Now, we're given that free will, right? And we understand that we're given that free will. And once we recognize what Jesus did for us and accept Him as a Savior, this verse literally tells us right here, it tells us word for word that our old self is gone or passed away. I mean, it's out of here. And the new one is here. That should bring so much comfort to anybody out there, particularly if you're struggling. You know what? I'm not good enough. I have all these things about it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not sure. I don't know enough scripture. I don't know this or that. All this stuff. Well, first of all that's from Satan. Therefore, there now is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. We need to remember that. And just understand, we are new creations with Him. Does that mean we're never going to screw up? Absolutely no. We're going to screw up. Why? Because we're sinners. We're going to screw up. But we're saved by His grace. And if we lean into the Holy Spirit right here and listen, you're going to find Him speaking. And He's going to guide you. and he's going to show you his ways, and he's going to talk to you. He's going to give you that little nudge when you know you need to do something, you need to do it. He's going to nudge you in the right way, right? So how do you hear him? How do you hear God's voice? You get in his word, and you spend time in prayer. You meditate on his word. You listen to sermons and preaching, and then you have community with fellow believers. And you do all that things. You're just surrounded. You're just engulfing and surrounding yourself with him. And the more and more you do that, you're going to just going to be growing each and every day. That new creature he's talking about is going to be growing and growing and getting stronger. And that's for me, that's the cool part. I mean, if you just dive into the deep end, your new body is going to reveal more to us as we go. We just got to get into it, right? And it says further down in the scripture, if you keep reading in 2 Corinthians and keep going, it talks about ambassador. And that was interesting to me. I was reading this one and just preparing for your spiritual kickoff. And when you think of an ambassador, for me, I think of someone who's very distinguished. They're a representative, right? And they just they have this light about them where they are representing something that they're very proud of. You know, think about an ambassador for another country, right? They're very proud of the country that they came from. And that's who we are. We are ambassadors for Christ. And that should impact everything that we do. If you're an ambassador for Christ, that should impact everything. And your testimony is going to reflect, are you walking that out or not? You know, that's the good or the bad, right? So if you're walking with Christ, you can lay your head on your pillow at night with that assurance that the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. He's going to give you the directions. Now, the question is, are you going to be obedient to what he's telling you? And that right there, that's between you and God. You're going to have to work on that. That's that sanctification, constantly getting better. Okay? What we need to understand is we're ambassadors. He's called us to that. So you're an ambassador for Christ. Hey, accept it. Lean into it. Let's be those ambassadors. And here's something else to consider. You know, we don't have to wait or work for it. We just have to simply surrender to him. And if we surrender to him, that new creation is not only just going to survive, that new creation is going to thrive. It's going to be awesome. It really is going to be awesome. And that's how you start the new year, fellas. Going into the new year, you need to be thinking about that new creation. What can I be doing every day to show that new creation has come, that old guy is gone, and a new one is here? And I mean, not just a new year, but a new day. Every day, you should be thinking about that, because we're on the winning team. I'm so tired of the Christians playing the game, but feel like we're playing on the losing team. We're not. We're on the winning team. So let's start this new year right. Let's get off on the right foot. Let's understand what we've been called to do. We are those ambassadors. We need to lean into that. That's not a bad thing. You know, I get it. That's a big responsibility. It's a big responsibility. Every time I cut this mic on and we go live and we're talking about Christ and I'm holding his word in my lap right here, it's a big responsibility. I don't take it lightly at all. There's a lot of prep, and I'm trying to be the best ambassador that I can for God. Now, do I always get it right? No. I have plenty of moments where I don't get it right and I fall short. But I also know by his grace, you know, that he forgives me. I just got to keep getting up and showing up and giving him my best each and every day. And with that hunger to know him more. So how much are you in his word? You know, do you have that hunger to be in his word? Do you have that hunger to have that relationship with him? Do you feel like when you pray, you know, you're praying to someone who's far off and maybe they hear it, maybe they don't? Or do you pray like he's your father with a conversation? God wants a relationship with you. If you're in Christ, that new creation is here. It's in you right now. That old is gone. So no matter what you think you've done, you know, how bad you are or anything like that, Just get those thoughts out. That's all from Satan. That's all in your past. The new is here. And that, my friends, that's what we need to understand. That's what we need to lean into. That's how we unleash the lion within like never before. Okay? So, guys, I hopefully this scripture, that's the start of this scripture for the new year, was on my heart. I wanted to share it with you. It's beautiful scripture, obviously in 2 Corinthians. And just I hopefully there's you guys can take this going into this week, the last week of the year, with our new year starting here very soon, and lean in and actually apply this to your life. So we're going to be talking about this week on our meet episode, come back on Wednesday, is our environment. Because there's all sorts of New Year's resolutions and people have all these New Year goals and all this and that. I want to talk about our environment that we're in and how that affects our mindset, particularly when it comes to serving Him. Okay. So the question I want you to think about this week is, how does your environment affect your mindset? That's what we'll be talking about. So again, be thinking through that, your environment, your around, when you're spending your time within the Word, where are you at? Do you have distractions constantly pulling at you, or can you devote that time to Him? Now, if you're new to the Lion Within Us, on the spiritual kickoffs, we're going to take an opportunity at the end of each one of these to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Because maybe you just found this podcast by happenstance, and somebody just sent it to you, and all of a sudden you just clicked on it. You're trying to figure out what this Lion Within Us thing is all about. And next thing you know, you're hearing us talk about Christ and Jesus and all this, and you're wondering, but you don't know. Well, it's very simple, okay? Jesus is the way to heaven. He's it. There's only one way, and it's through Him. So, quick story. So, we just passed Christmas. Christmas is behind us now, but the story of Christmas is, you know, God. He loved us so much that He sent His one Son down to us. And that was the story of Christmas. That's what we celebrated Christmas is His birth. And then, so we had God with us right there, Emmanuel, right there with us on earth. And why did He do that? Because we're sinners. And there was nothing we can do to work our way into heaven. So you may be thinking, you know what, Chris, man, I'm a good guy. I do a lot of good things. I volunteer. I help people. Maybe you run a business and you have people working for you. All that stuff's great. All that stuff's great. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Hell is full of good guys. That's just reality. Hell is full of them. It's full of good guys with good intentions, right? The trick to salvation is surrendering. And I've been hearing a lot of guys talk lately about that's the hard part. if you make it hard, you have to surrender to Him. First of all, we need to understand that we're sinners. We have to understand that we have sinful natures. We are born sinners. That's just the way we are. When sin entered the world, it entered the world for all of us, not just people in prison, for all of us. So yes, even me, even you, we're all sinners. Your kindergarten teacher was wrong, right? You're not a cupcake. You're not a snowflake. You're not a Skittle. You are a sinner in need of a Savior. And that is, we need to remember that. Okay. Then, once we admit that, we need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And I'm talking about really believe in your heart that He is the Son of God. And then you have to confess Him as Lord. You know what? I'm tired of doing this my way. I'm going to do it your way, Jesus. Please come into my heart. Please come into my life. Show me. I just want to surrender to You. I want to acknowledge You as Lord, Lord for everything that I do. And just follow You. And the scripture tells us when that happens, the Holy Spirit's going to come. That's the Lion Within we're talking about here. And that's what it's all about. Because when you get that little tug pulling at you, okay, should I do this or should I not do this? And you have that conviction, that's the Holy Spirit guiding you at that point. So if you just prayed that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. And simply to put our arms around you, congratulate you, welcome you to the brotherhood, and also give you some resources because you just entered a battlefield. Okay, so I saved that towards the end because you probably needed to know that. But you were in the battle before. You just didn't realize it. You were on the wrong team. Now you're on the winning team. And once you're on Christ's team, you know, the battles will come. You know, it's not going to be easy. Jesus didn't say it was just going to be easy. Persecution is going to come. It's going to get real. We want to help you. We want to give you some resources. We want to come alongside and definitely just want to pray with you. So hopefully if you accept Christ there, shoot us an email at support@thelionwithin.us. Love to hear from you. So guys, hopefully you enjoyed this spiritual kickoff. As this is just the last spiritual kickoff of 2022, we'll be having our get back to our guest episodes and things like that next week. But I want you to have this mindset going into 2023, this New Year's week, of remembering that we are new creations, right? That old is gone, that new is here, and let's lean into that. So hopefully you enjoyed this. Share it with someone else. That would mean a lot. Give us a rating and review. That would mean a lot. And then the big thing this week, this is our last week to join the Lion Within Us community and to get the Founders Coalition special pricing. So I really encourage you, go check that out. Go to our website, thelionwithin.us. You'll find all sorts of links on the main page on ways to join our community. Try it. It's a 30-day free trial. Just check it out. See if you like it. There's literally nothing to lose there. And see if you can, if you see value within the community, because we're doing live events. We're doing Ask Me Anything events. We have Lion Lunches. We have Bible study. Guys, there's a forum that's constantly with feed with guys who are pouring in their issues, the things they're working on, the encouragement. We have our mastermind group. There's a lot happening, okay? There's a lot happening in the community, and it's all there to serve the Christian men who want to be the leaders that God intends them to be. So check it out. I want you to be able to take advantage of the Founders Coalition pricing. Jump in on that. That pricing level will go away January 1st. It is going away. So you guys are, the time is clicking by very quickly. So hopefully I'll see you in there. Again, thelionwithin.us to check that out. So thank you guys for a spiritual kickoff. Come back on Wednesday. I'm going to be having, it's another solo episode. I'm going to be walking through a really cool a rule that I've applied to my life that is bringing some peace and some clarity to me that I think it may help you as well. And it's a really good one to think about going into the new year. So guys, I pray you have a great day. Get after it. Come back. Remember to share this out and keep unleashing the lion within.
Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The Lion Within Us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today.
We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.